5 years ago, Milwaukee Film made an initiative to amplify diverse cultural perspectives through film events and community outreach. One of those programs is the Cultures and Communities Festival. From in-person screenings to public forums, each event amplifies diverse cultural expressions and celebrates community over in southeastern Wisconsin. Joining us now to discuss is Gerard Blanks, Milwaukee Film's Chief Innovation Officer and Head Organizer of the Cultures and Communities Festival. Gerard, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, this is the fifth iteration of the festival. Can you tell me some events that are happening this year?
Certainly. So on Monday, October 9th, we have our panel called The Art of Storytelling. Really excited about this. And it's bringing together journalists across several different fields to talk about what it means to be a representative storyteller, to represent a community, but also make sure that you are presenting stories in a fair and balanced way. We have 20th anniversary of Poetry Unplugged, which is the longest running spoken word open mic in the city. On our closing night, we have The State of Modern Conservatism hosted by Charlie Sykes. That'll be at Marquette University. And our closing night party, which features Gangsta Grass, which is a hip hop bluegrass band, and Sean Hinton and Shotgun, which is a local blues rock group.
So why was it important for you to start this and to keep this festival going now in its fifth year?
Well, because we hope in time it will grow into a regional festival, something, you know, an event that folks from Chicago, Northern Illinois, even maybe Minneapolis, certainly Madison and Green Bay will want to come to, you know, spend a day, stay overnight. We really think this, again, in time can be something really special. And what's cool about it is it's sort of a convergence of a lot of different things. It's a film festival. It's an arts and cultural festival. It's even, to some extent, you could see it as a conference for content creators and intellectuals. So we're trying to do a lot of things.
The general target audience for this will be southeastern Wisconsin, but do you see or hear of other festivals celebrating Wisconsin's diverse communities like this in other parts of the state?
Well, you know, there are a ton of festivals and great events around the state. But I think everyone sort of has their niche. So, you know, you have the arts and cultural festivals, you have the music festivals, you have the film festivals. I don't know that there's anything like Cultures and Communities, though, because, again, we converge all of those disciplines, all of those interests into 8 days. And so I'm biased, but yeah, I like to say this thing is pretty unique.
We had a story from one of our reporters, Evan Casey, about Milwaukee's oldest theater abruptly closing and leaving just 3 theaters in that city where 500,000 people live. It's the biggest city in Wisconsin. So how are theaters handling this? And, you know, how do you think that's going to affect this new era of film viewership?
You know, I mean, look, we're already seeing the impact of COVID, but also streaming giants, right? That encourage people to stay home when our business is about getting you off of your couch and into a cinema with the community. So time will tell. You know, my hope is that independent cinemas, art house cinemas will always be around. But it's up to the community, if I can be quite honest, to support these venues. Because at the end of the day, if the customers don't go to see the films, the places will disappear.
Is that the hope for a festival like this, not only to bring people together and to celebrate culture and community, but maybe introduce them to something that they don't go to often and maybe kind of reinvigorate that film industry?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is the sort of the central tenet to Cultures and Communities is I want you to take all that you are, all the cultural sort of pillars that make up how you define yourself, and bring them to a space with others who are bringing their cultures and understandings and traditions. And I want us to convene around the things that make us similar, the things that make us different. But at the end of the day, it's all about joy, celebrating one another, celebrating our communities. And so, yeah, we're trying to introduce people to new things because we feel like it's just a matter of getting people in a space and making sure that they feel comfortable. They'll be open. I think we've seen that people will be open to new things as long as they feel safe, comfortable, and respected.
Gerard Blanks is Milwaukee Film's Chief Innovation Officer and the Head Organizer of the Cultures and Communities Festival. It's happening right now in Milwaukee through October 12th. Gerard, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.